Blog Talk Radio.
Then you say, what do you mean? Well, y'all not able to back up what you're teaching. You just said that because Alicia said it. But if you're really a student of the Bible, then you show me that. Don't tell me it's right because Alicia said it's right. Show me it's right because you are able to prove it's right. Now, I'm tired of y'all making all them statements that a day become before a night, and the only defense you have is Alicia said it. Now, is that an adequate response? Sure. I don't mind telling you that at all. Because if you can't back it up, and you've been in this class 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't show us a verse that clearly identifies to the world that the day starts before night, then maybe what they're saying is true. I certainly hope it's not. But you're going to have to do and show me something. Does anyone want to show us something?
They put their darkness for light. It broke your covenants of day and the night. You gave the sun and the moon and all the stars that shine. When you see them in the sky, but signs, seasons and the time. Another reason to divide Genesis 1 and 5. You said the evening and the morning were the first day. Not from evening until morning or from evening until evening. What the heathen teaches, delete our birth race. Let's read the verse, wait. Jeremiah 31 and 35. If those ordinances depart from the order that you made it, then also shall the seed of Jacob see forever from being the nation. Some say he dumb because he don't understand the Hebrew language or speak the tongue and follow ancient civilization. My lexicon is broken, but y'all define what's spoken. So he put the words in my mouth like Aharon to Moses. That's because I know the sire. You can't mix Yom and Lila or Enkoshek, neither. We travel with a pillar and cloud. By day and by night, a pillar of fire. Add not to, least he reprove it, you be found a liar. If a day begins the evening when it's quite dark, well, let me ask the question, when does the night start? Is it the same? Some scriptures you can't find. Daniel 7:25, they'll think to change time. The fourth beast stops the earth, still getting devoured. Nowadays, start the 12 a.m. for 24 hours. But let me get some scriptures, prove a day starts in the morning. Judges 19:25-26, of 1 Samuel 19:11, Numbers 11:32, Exodus 16:23. It says tomorrow was the Sabbath, bake what you would bake today. See what you would see, cause in the morning you won't see a thing. They asking what is the importance, let me reconvene. Don't think it's only blabbing, cause if you don't know when the day starts, then you won't know when they keep the holy Sabbath. We follow modern men who teach you about historians. Pope George, Calendar, Gregorian. It gotta be a moral to the story in this spiritual war we in. Got me swinging wars again, cause we don't know the Father, they gon' have to bring more again. Job 17:12, check what the writers say. The light is short because the darkness, they change the night to day. Ain't here to scold or diss on my mission, to show the difference, confirming the holy scriptures, the curse if I low to mention. The wicked plotting while you sleep, creating bold inventions. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, they goal extension. Wipe out our whole existence by putting holes in the ozone. So we overexposed to the solar remission. If you would only listen, you would have got the news. I'm well protected like an insect in a rat cocoon that never hatched to bloom. Israel is black, Israelis, well, I guess the Jew lies like the back of June. Destroyed our culture, molded sculptures, but history will never say it right. The first ones that gave us Christ turned to day to night. I wonder would they change their life instead of hating sight and praying that I throw away my mic.
And Elohim divided. Notice everything was dark at first. And Elohim divided
the light from the darkness.
The light from the darkness.
And Elohim called the light day.
What's the first thing he defined? What's the first thing he gave a name to? What's the first thing he found that was good? Elohim called the light that it was good. So Elohim divided.
Number 28, verse 4 and 5, sacrifices involved, which is the order that's commanded by law. Morning and evening, we're offering and giving to God. Not meaning to be offensive, just bringing another witness. Exodus 10:13, in case your brain need refocus. The east wind came all day and night, next day you're falling locust. Y'all played ball darkness in Egypt while we had light and Goshen. Genesis 1:14, give you the reason for for the lights appointed. Greater light the rule by day, less of the rule by night. Show up the day stars, the evening is at the greatest of light. Nah, that mean the day is coming to conclusion. That decree is given by y'all, and now you're jumping to conclusions. Psalm 136, 7 through 9, it explains plenty. But when you ask for a script that says the day stars at night, they don't provide any. Further, can they explain what it means to decree that y'all said Ezekiel 46, 13 through 15? I mean, if the day starts at night, exactly what will you see? A vessel that I can truly agree. I'm standing for my people. Y'all, it's righteous, never is the equal. This for those who spoke in English or you fluent Hebrew. The law is given to Israel and not a stranger. Stand by the words of y'all. I'm just a freak of nature. I suppose no scripture flows or antidote to cure us from mental sickness. This is broken, we need to fix it. Isaiah 60, 19, 20, reduce your theories of pennies. Obadiah, Azariah, spewing out y'all's fire. The covenant made was spoken, 33, the Jeremiah. Yeah. Iron is sharp as iron.
Nothing but the truth. have never even heard about Yah's Sabbaths of years. And then there are many in the Israelite community are not aware of them. And surely there's many that do not practice Yah's Sabbaths of years. And the reason why they don't practice his Sabbaths of years is because the various years of the Most High was not revealed until now, or they would have been practiced. And how do you practice the Creator Sabbaths of years? The first thing you must do to practice anything is you must first have the knowledge of these things. Because once you have the knowledge, then you can begin formulating what these things mean and how to do them. And because we're in our 10th month of our first year, it seems very appropriate to bring to you Yah's Sabbaths of years. So this is what we're going to do. In discussing Yah's Sabbaths of years, there are several things that we have to bring to your attention over the course of the next few weeks. How does these things relate? How are they relevant to what is being practiced today? And not only what is being practiced today, but how do they correspond to the various calendars that we have today, such as the Gregorian calendar, which no Israelite should be practicing. But you'll find many Israelites are practicing this calendar. We also find that even more than practicing the Gregorian calendar, many in our communities are practicing the Jewish calendar. And we're going to see how these calendars correspond to the Creator's word, his signs, season, days, and years. We're also going to discuss what these years mean and why did the Almighty have what is known as Sabbaths of years. Another thing that we're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt is when each year begins. Even before you get to another year, you can already know when that year is. Of course, if you follow the Jewish calendar, and I'm not speaking about the Jewish calendar that many and most Israelites follow, because that calendar hangs on the wall and you're able to see certain things. Now, they know that these things are manipulated, and they know this thing is not in the scriptures, but yet it's being followed. But those who are not following that, they still follow a calendar that you don't know in advance approximately a day and some or a night, and sometimes not even that, before you can even call another year as well, another month, or another day. And this is not the word of Yah. And I'm going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is not the word of Yah. All the various knowledge that we bring to you is not for Israel to divide for one another. It's not, this knowledge is not for one to begin to hate and debate one another. All this knowledge is for you to consider. That's all the Creator wants us to do. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, and this is what it says. The second verse. Hear, O heavens. Now we're going to start at the first verse so you can get the setting of this prophecy, and this is a prophecy. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda. In other words, these are the visions that he seen even during the time of these kings. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yah has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. It sounds like us, even though he said it many centuries ago. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel do not know. My people do not consider. And that's one of the reasons why you don't know certain things is because you won't consider certain things. So, in all humility, all we're asking for one to do is to consider. Consider the word of Yah. I can see if I was bringing to you another book, like the New Testament, like the Quran, like the Talmud, like the book of Enoch, like the so-called book of Jasher, like the book of Jubilees, or the book of the dead. No, I'm not bringing any of those books before you. I'm bringing you the very book you say you believe in, and that is the Holy Scriptures. And everything I say and everything I read and show you, all I want and all the Creator want, which is most important, is for you to consider. Now, what do Yah desire you to consider concerning Yah's Sabbaths of years? First of all, he wants you to consider that he has Sabbaths of years. The word Sabbath in of itself means rest, but it also means seven. Let me show you this in the law so you can see why you need to consider this. In the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, see, once you're able to see the picture of this, then we're going to get into the fine details of these things. And everything that I bring before you will be in the Creator's Word. Now, why are we discussing this? Why is this important? Why is it essential that we discuss and bring before you Yah's Sabbaths of years? Well, one, you're not going to hear from nobody else. And number two, this is the Word of Yah. And number three, how can you go from year to year to year to year to year without a Sabbath? That's like going from day to day to day to day to day without a Sabbath. Week to week to week to week without a Sabbath. You got to have a Sabbath because Yah has a Sabbath. And watch what he says. in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter. In the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, this is what it says. And I'll start at the very first verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yah. And yes, this was done in our holy land. So no one is suggesting that we keep a Sabbath in America or anywhere other than the land. And we're talking about the Sabbath in the land, or Sabbath of the land. And this is what the Creator says. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field. 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of his own accord of thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, and for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for the stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. So this is what we are to do in the seventh year, or the Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. But watch this 8th verse. It says, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. And I want the little ones as well as the adults to take note that not only you have geography and science and Hebrew and English and history, all these various subjects in the scriptures, but you also have math, as well as every subject matter that's known to man, as well as the very things we need to operate independently from all the various schools, all the various hospitals, and all the various other people. This is why the Creator says, follow not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. Because the Creator knows we don't need the ways of other people. Furthermore, the Creator let us know that follow not the ways of the heathen. For the heathens are dismayed at the signs of heaven. So the Creator admonished us from following their ways. But what we're reading here is how we are to count our years. We are to number 7 Sabbaths of years. And then this is what we're to do after that. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. And you're going to see how important this counting is. This counting is not for them just to count in the land. And all the other various things they are to do, because it was a Sabbath for the land. This is how the land got its rest. As a matter of fact, this is one of the reasons why not only we are in captivity, but also that's one of the reasons why our people went into Babylon for 70 years. So we have to learn how to count. Because as you know, and if you did know, not only Yah hid Sabbaths of years, but he hid a Sabbath day, which came every week. And he also hid weeks of Sabbath. So this Sabbath of years is not unique at all. All you had to do is count it in cycles of seven. 7 years was one Sabbath of years. Then 7 more years was 2 Sabbaths of years. Then we had 3 Sabbaths of years, all the way until we got to 7 Sabbaths of years, and that will be 49 years. This is how the Almighty ordered our people, and this is what they were taught on Mount Sinai. But little do people know, I'm going to show you, this is how to create a count, period. This is how you order. He ordered prophecy. This is how he ordered, even from the days of the beginning, from Adam. And we're going to prove this beyond a shadow of a doubt. And you're going to see why this is very, very important to us today. Yah's Sabbaths of years. Another scripture that you want to read on Yah's Sabbaths of years is in the book of Exodus. Because the first thing I want to do is establish the foundation of what we teach. And this is in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. In the book of Exodus 23. And this is what it says. And I'll start reading at the Exodus 23, the 10th verse. In 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But the 7th year, thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner, thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. Again, bringing you to the undeniable truth that Yah has Sabbaths of years, and our people were to count 7 Sabbaths of years. And you had to know the difference between the 1st year and the 7th year. And you can know the difference between 1 year and other, and we're going to show you that. But all the years are lumped in Sabbaths of years. So, for example, the word seven in of itself means to be complete. It means the end. It means finished. That's why he wanted seven. So when you're going through a cycle of years, and you just went through one or two or three cycles, or just 1 year, the second year, the third year, but then there's no end to that cycle, that is not the word of Yah. That's like having days that don't have no end. And that's like having weeks that don't have no end. Look what the Creator said, still in the same Exodus, the 23rd chapter, so you can see how consistent the word of Yah is. In the 12th verse, it says, 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the 7th day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy hand may, and the stranger may be refreshed. In other words, amongst the days, there was an end. That end was the Sabbath day. So you can't just stop in the midst of the week and think there's an end. No, there's an end to a day. But it's not the end of that cycle, week. You don't come to an end until you get to the Sabbath day. And likewise with the years, you don't come to no end until you get to that 7th year. Why do you think the Almighty called it the Sabbath of years? Because on that 7th year, it becomes a Sabbath, and you're not allowed to work the land. Furthermore, you read this in the book of Exodus 34. And right now, we're giving you the foundation, the understanding behind Yah's Sabbaths of years. The first thing to understand about Yah's Sabbath of years is that they are in cycles of seven. In the book of Exodus 34, and watch what it says in the 21st verse. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the 7th day thou shalt rest. In hearing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. In other words, still pointing to the fact that these are cycles and you are the rest. Now here it is, your days come to an end and rest. Your years come to an end and then you rest. But also, Yah would even have weeks that will ultimately come to an end, and then you also will bring that to a rest. You read this in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Let us turn there. We've seen the days, we've seen the years, but here are the weeks. And I may add, all of them are in cycles of seven. And this is what it says in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, starting at the 9th verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before Yah to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yah. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yah for a sweet savior. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hen. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. And watch the 15th verse. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath day, which is the first day, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. Of course, amongst the years is 7 Sabbaths of years, and hallow the 50th year. Well, here you're counting 7 Sabbaths. And then tomorrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meal offering unto Yah. Ye shall bring out of your habitation 2 weighed loaves or 2 10 deals. There shall be a fine flour. There shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits of Yah. These are Yah's first fruits. You also find this same thing written in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Show you what it's called there. Deuteronomy 16. And what are we discussing? We're discussing Yah's Sabbaths of years. But for you to understand, so that you can understand Yah's Sabbaths of years, I'm showing you Yahweh a Sabbath day, which was 7 days. Yahweh a Sabbath year, which is 7 years. But Yah also had 7 weeks. And this is what he said in Deuteronomy 16, verse 9. 7 weeks thou shalt number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And watch what it's called in the 10th verse. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Yah thy Elohim with a tribute of freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yah thy Elohim, according as Yah thy Elohim have blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before Yah thy Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gate, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yah the Elohim have chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. So we had the Feast of Weeks, which is 7 weeks. We had the Sabbath of Years, which is 7 years. And we had the Sabbath day, which is 7 days. Now, what did the Creator have amongst the months? Well, even Yah had something amongst the months that he will bring to an end, to a rest. And I want you to see what this is. Even that was in cycles of 7. First place that I want you to look at is going back to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. And watch this. Show you amongst the months. We did the days, 7 days. You have a Sabbath. 7 weeks. Then you have, you bring the weeks to an end. And you have a tribute to Yah. And then you had your Sabbaths of years. In the book of Exodus 23rd chapter, this is what it says. In the book of Exodus 23, this is what it says. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in a year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in a time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me eat empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which is the feast of weeks, which thou hast sown in the field, which is the middle of the year, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. And what is this feast of ingathering that the Almighty called the end of the year? Well, I'll let you know what that feast is, but not only what it is, but when is this feast, in which the scriptures say is the end of the year? Well, let me tell you before I show you the next thing. Well, that is the seventh month. This is what the Most High considers the end of the year. It's just like when you get to the Sabbath day, once the Sabbath day, the seventh day is over, and it began to get dark after the Shabbat, another day don't start, as many people teach. You still got to go through that night. And once you go through that night, then you're in another week and you're in another day. Likewise, amongst the years. Once you get to the seventh month, you still have to go through that winter. And once you go through that winter, then you will get to another year. And now you're in another year, the second year, and then the third year, then the fourth, and so forth and so on. But once you get to the seventh, something is brought to the end. And in this scripture, it lets you know this is the end of the year. Regardless of what you've been told, this is what the scripture says. Not only does it say here, if you go to the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter, read Exodus 23 and dealing with the months, this is what it says in Exodus 34 and 18. The feast of unleavened bread shall thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib thou camest out from Egypt. This is the first month of the year. We came out in the middle of that first month. And then watch what it says in the 22nd and 23rd verse. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, which is in the middle of the year. And watch this. And the feast of ingathering at the year's end. And when is the feast of ingathering? Well, at the year's end. And when is that? You're going to see that that is indeed the seventh month. Why is that the end? Because Yah's bringing summer to end. He's bringing all the fruits and vegetables and herbs to an end. Because now they're going into the winter. And that's what Yah considers the end. And then you go through your winter months. And then you're back at the beginning of the year again, which is the month of Abib. So what have we learned thus far in reading these scriptures? That not only you have cycles of days, which is seven, where you will have the Sabbath day, because these days must come to an end. But you also have Sabbaths of weeks, which is called the Feast of Weeks, and you're the number 7 weeks when you bring in your harvest. After you brought them in, there is no more to bring in other than what's happening at the year's end, which is the 7 month, which is all, which is considered the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end, which is the 7 month. So not only you have the 7 month, the seven still bringing to an end, you have the 7 weeks, you also have the 7 days, and you also have your Sabbath of years. And all these things are very relevant. These are foundational things that one must know in order for him to understand that the Creator's word, his signs, seasons, and days and years are fixed. They this fixed thing that once you learn it, then you can be able to follow the various weeks, and they'll be in their season. The various days, they will be in their season. The various months, they will be in their season. The various years, and they will be in their season. And of course, you will be in your season. And you would also see how peculiar and diverse the Most High is from all the other people concerning his words. Is how Yah will order his years, Sabbaths of years. Each year is very relevant and unique and different from one another. Just like each day is very unique and relevant from one another. And let me show you an example of what I mean. For instance, in the book of Leviticus, I'll make that Deuteronomy. And it's going to be Deuteronomy the 14th chapter. Here we see where the Almighty have Sabbaths of years. They in cycles of seven. This is why we could never get anything, we should never get anything wrong in terms of the sign, season, days we use to keep our holy days, to keep our feasts, to even number anything. And the reason why is because there's only 7 days or 7 different days. That's all it is, 7 different days. And then you get to another week. And once you begin to learn the actual beginning of when you begin to number your weeks, then that's another season that you're completing. And then you come to the end of the year, which is the 7 month, and I'm going to show you that beyond a shadow of a doubt. You numbered the whole year. And once you go through the winter, and you know how long that is. Then you begin another year. But watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. Because what are we discussing? Yah's Sabbaths of years. The other scriptures was just to help you to understand that everything is in cycles of seven. This is what it says in Deuteronomy 14, 22nd verse. Thou shalt truly tie all thy increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And when we were in our land, that's exactly what we did. We tied all the increase of our seed. And when we did that, this is what had to happen. And thou shalt eat before Yada Elohim in a place which he shall choose. This place is named there. The tithe of the corn, the tithe of the wine, the tithe of the oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yada Elohim always, and if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yada Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yada Elohim have blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, bind up the money in thy hand, and shall go into a place which Yada Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul loveth after, for oxen, for sheep, for wine, for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desire. And thou shalt eat there before Yada Elohim, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thy household. In other words, the very tithe that you gave to the Most High, that same tithe, the Almighty told you to bring it to Jerusalem and told you to eat it and told you to drink it and told you to enjoy it and told you to rejoice before him with the very tithe that he told you to store up year by year. He didn't tell you to give that to a priest. He didn't tell you to give that to the poor. He didn't tell you to give that to the widow or the fatherless. He didn't tell you to get out to anybody. He said, just bring it to him in Jerusalem. And if it's too far, turn it into money. And then when you get there, watch the 26th verse again. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusted after. In other words, you rejoice before Yah in those things. But the preachers today, they got you bringing a tithe to them for them to enjoy. It was never for the preacher to enjoy. It was for the people to enjoy. And then you had another tithe. And there's really three types of tithes. We can't get into all of it today. But this is the second type of tithe that many of us deal with today. And it starts in the 27th verse. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he have no part nor inheritance with thee. And these preachers are no Levite at all. And watch what it says. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thy increase the same year. Now, they didn't say bring forth all the tithe of the field, which the field bringeth forth. It didn't say that. It says, at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thy increase. And there's a difference between the tithe of your increase and the tithe of all the increase of thy seed. Seed talking about your produce. Seed is talking about your animals and your flocks and your herds, because they seed also. But in the 27th verse or in the 28th verse, it didn't say nothing about no seed. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thy increase the same year and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, which are within thy gate, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yada Elohim may bless thee and all the work of thy hand which thou doest. In other words, in the third year, this is why it's essential to know Yah's years. Because in the third year, this is when the Almighty wanted you to keep those tithes in your gates where you live so that you can provide for the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, the Levite that live amongst you. In other words, those who don't have the fortune of having land and other resources to take care of themselves. You'll find this also in the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Now, what do this have to do with Yah's Sabbaths and years? Because this is one of his years. This is called the third year. This is what you did in the third year. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter, this is what it says. The 12th verse. When thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thy increase, it didn't say nothing about the increase of thy seed. When thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thy increase, the third year is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. In other words, those who don't have. Then thou shalt say before Yada Elohim, and you take care of the people in your community. I brought away the hollow things out of my house, and also have given them unto the Levite, unto the stranger, to the fatherless, to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my morning, neither have I taken away out there for any unclean use, nor given out there for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of Yada Elohim, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. This is what we do in the third year. But most of our people don't know what the third year is. But since we're not taking our tithes any year to Jerusalem, which we cannot, because the only tithes that we tithe of our seed had to be of our land. But the tithe of our increase, that's just from our hands. That's not our seed. But the tithe of our increase, we stored up third year, and we made sure the Levite and the widow and the fathers and the strangers is taken care of. And I may add, here at the House of Israel, 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, that's exactly what we do. But this is the third year. I just wanted you to see what a year looked like. So, for example, another year that you want to see. And then the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, the 19th chapter. So you can understand when we talk about the Sabbath of years, we're talking about, it's just like talking about the various days of the week. First day, a second day, a third day, a fourth day, a fifth day, sixth day, and a Sabbath day. And each day, Yah did something different on each day, which made each day unique, different, and peculiar all to itself. But each day represents a cycle, a cycle of weeks or days, concluding in a Sabbath day. In the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, this is what it says. Get the exact verse for you. I was in the wrong chapter. Now I'm in the correct chapter. And we're going to start at the 23rd verse. And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you, and it shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy, to praise Yahweh. And if anybody been listening to us, you know the fourth represents his praise. And in the fifth year, shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh Elohim. And if you've been listening to us, you will know that the fifth represents Yah's increase. I think some people think we just made up words. The fourth represents his praise. The fifth represents his increase. Now, I can go through all the scriptures to show you that. But no, right now I'm just showing you Yah's Sabbath of years. The third year was the year of tithing. The fourth year was his year of praise. The fifth year was his year of increase. Watch what it says about the sixth year. If you turn to the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, still dealing with Yah's Sabbaths of years. In Leviticus, the 25th chapter, 20th verse, and if ye shall say, what shall we eat the 7 years, since the 7 years is a Sabbath for the land, and we can't sow nothing, nor can we reap anything, what are we going to eat? Behold, we shall not sow, nor gather in our increase. Watch what it says in the 21st verse. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye shall sow the eighth year, and eat yet of the old fruit until the ninth year, until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store. That's how we knew it. Every six, we knew the 6 year, because that's when we were getting three times as much fruit that year, because we knew the seventh year was a Sabbath for the land. And of course, not only the seventh year was the Sabbath of the land, and we read that in this same chapter, the fourth verse. This is what it says, third and fourth verse. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. It was the Sabbath of the land. But not only was it the Sabbath of the land, even though the fifth year was the year of increase, even though the fourth year was the year of Yah's praise, even though the third year was the year of tithing, and even though the 6 years when Yah would command his blessing upon us, the seventh year was the Sabbath of the land, And watch what else it was in the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter. Because not only he blessed the seventh, sanctified the seventh, he rested in the seventh, and finished and completed all his work in the seventh. And since that was the case, watch what the seventh represents. Of course, you already seen his rest in Leviticus 25. That's why it's called a Sabbath of rest for the land, a Sabbath of Yah. Watch what it's called in Deuteronomy 15, the very first verse. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And you notice this is at the end of every 7 years. And you're going to find out exactly when the end of every 7 years is. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lent an odd unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yah's release. So not only is the 7 year called the year release or the Sabbath of rest for the land, but it's also called Yah's release. Of a foreigner, thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine with thy brother, thy hand shall release. But not only is it a release for the land, a release, or Yah's release, a Sabbath of rest for the land, that's two things that the 7 year is for, but watch the 12th verse in this same chapter. And if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the 7th year thou shalt let him go free from thee. Because our people were never to just be in bondage forever. Not our brothers, not a Hebrew man, nor a Hebrew woman. They were only to serve 6 years, but in the 7th year, because the seven also represented, since it's represented rest, this is their rest. This is their freedom. And not only did it represent that, in the